This podcast is brought to you by Current. Redefine your banking with Current, the future of personal finance. Manage your money smarter, faster, and on the go. No hidden fees, instant transaction alerts, and savings goals you can actually achieve. I've been using Current for years, and they're a great institution. If you'd like to get $50 by signing up to Current, please follow the link in the show notes. Join Current today and experience banking that keeps up with you. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. OpenAI faces a legal challenge in the European Union due to a complaint about ChatGPT's inaccurate responses, particularly when it generates false personal information. A European policy privacy rights group, NOIB, lodged the complaint with the Austrian Data Protection Authority, asserting that OpenAI's ChatGPT often provides incorrect data about individuals, which it then fails to correct or erase. This inability to adjust false information reportedly contravenes the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, raising significant privacy and accuracy concerns. NOIB's action centers on a specific incident involving a public figure who queried ChatGPT about his birthday, only to receive multiple incorrect answers. And despite requests, OpenAI allegedly could not rectify this misinformation. The complaint highlights a broader issue with the handling of personal data by artificial intelligence systems, including large language models, specifically the challenges in ensuring data accuracy and rectification as mandated by GDPR. Now, the GDPR enforces strict rules on the accuracy and management of personal data within the EU, including the right to have incorrect data corrected. Now, according to NOIB, N-O-Y-B, OpenAI's failure to comply with these standards by not correcting false information when requested violates the regulation. This issue is not just a minor error, but a fundamental flaw in how OpenAI's model manages and corrects data it generates. OpenAI's system, ChatGPT, generates responses based on patterns and information from vast, numerous data sets it has been trained on. However, the company admits it cannot always pinpoint the data's origins or verify its accuracy. This gap in data management becomes particularly problematic when the information is about individuals who, under GDPR, have the right to access their data and demand corrections to any inaccuracies. Now, the complaint filed by NOIB is a critical test case for AI and privacy regulation. It questions how well companies like OpenAI can align their operations with stringent EU data protection standards, and the GDPR not only requires the personal data be handled accurately, but also that individuals can review and correct any information if it is wrong. Now, the NOIB has asked the Austrian Data Protection Authority not only to investigate this complaint, but also to force GDPR compliance by potentially ordering OpenAI to adjust its data management practices. This can include ensuring that all personal data used and generated by its AI systems is accurate, or at least correctable when inaccuracies are identified. The inability to correct data is a significant challenge for AI developers. AI systems, particularly those using large language models like ChatGPT, often generate what is known as hallucinated information, plausible but incorrect or fabricated data. And while this may be occasionally acceptable in harmless contexts, like generating creative content, it poses serious issues when the data involves personal details. The legal and ethical implications of AI-generated misinformation are huge. If AI tools cannot reliably manage personal data in compliance with laws like GDPR, it restricts their usage in applications involving personal information. The fundamental principle at stake is whether AI can adapt to legal standards or if legal frameworks need to evolve to accommodate the unique challenges posed by these new AI technologies. This case also shows that the broader dilemma of how AI is trained and functions. Since these models learn from vast pools of data sourced from the internet, ensuring the accuracy of every piece of data becomes nearly impossible. Yet, the legal expectations for data accuracy and management are clear under GDPR. The ongoing case reflects growing global concern over the governance of artificial intelligence and the rights of individuals in the digital age. As AI technologies become more integrated into everyday activities, ensuring they operate within legal and ethical boundaries is crucial. This includes not only respecting privacy rights, but also addressing the technical limitations of AI in managing personal data. Now, OpenAI's response to these allegations and the outcome of this complaint could set important precedents for the AI industry. It might influence how AI developers approach data management, particularly for applications involving personal information, and could spur changes in technology design to ensure compliance with data protection laws. The outcome of Noib's complaint is also important for regulatory bodies across Europe. It tests the effectiveness of GDPR enforcement mechanisms in the context of AI, and it could lead to more stringent regulatory measures if current frameworks are found lacking. The broader implications for the AI sector are significant. If AI cannot meet legal standards for data privacy and accuracy, it could limit the technology's deployment in regions with strict data protection laws like the EU. This would not only affect companies like OpenAI, but also the broader adoption of AI technologies in critical areas. The potential penalties for GDPR violations are quite severe. Companies can face up to 4% of their annual global turnover, a substantial financial risk. This underscores the high stakes for OpenAI and similar firms in ensuring their technologies comply with legal standards. As the case progresses, it will likely attract significant attention from privacy advocates, regulatory bodies, and the AI community. The discussions and decisions from this case could influence future legal and ethical frameworks for AI, shaping how these technologies are developed and used globally. It also highlights a growing awareness and concern among the public and policymakers about the capabilities and limitations of AI in handling personal information. This increased scrutiny could push for more transparency and accountability in the AI sector, particularly in how data is used and managed. And the case between Noib and OpenAI in Austria is not just a single data error. It represents a critical junction in the intersection of technology, law, and human rights. The decision by the Austrian Data Protection Authority and potentially other EU bodies will be closely watched as a benchmark for AI's role in society and its compliance with established legal forms. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.